From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. The North Carolina Department of Transportation canceled a tour of the neighborhoods near the controversial Interstate 77 Express toll lane project, citing what it says are credible security concerns. But activists said the state was overreacting to non-invited community leaders wanting to participate. Steve Harrison has this report.
DOT Secretary Daniel Johnson was supposed to tour impacted neighborhoods near Center City with community leaders and elected officials on Monday. It's part of the DOT's expanded public engagement before issuing in June a request for proposals from companies to build four additional lanes for the congested highway. But on Sunday night, DOT sent an email saying that, quote, "It's come to our attention that the event plan is no longer feasible due to credible security concerns." The email didn't go into detail about the threat or whether the state has contacted law enforcement. Sustain Charlotte and the Charlotte Housing Justice Coalition said its members and others just wanted to participate, and said that was not a security issue. Some neighborhoods want to stop the project, saying the toll lanes will negatively impact their communities, just as the construction of the original highway did decades ago. The DOT has said it will ask contractors to look for alternative designs to be less intrusive, but the state hasn't scaled back the toll lanes and hasn't given any guarantee the project will change significantly. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
The Charlotte City Council Monday night approved spending $25 million for repairs to the Bowplex, also known as Bojangles Coliseum. The money will pay for a new HVAC system, as well as a long-term study to determine the structural needs for the 70-year-old arena. The building's roof has recently leaked, delaying two events. The money comes from the city's hospitality taxes, which can only be used for tourism purposes. The Attorneys General of North and South Carolina on Monday joined Charlotte-Mecklenburg police to discuss efforts to combat fentanyl-related money laundering in Charlotte. Kenneth Lee reports.
Last year, a bipartisan group of attorneys general pressured the Chinese-owned messaging app WeChat to add money laundering detection tools and cooperate with law enforcement. Now, the attorneys say its sister app, Weixin, has been linked to cartels selling fentanyl, but is refusing to do the same. North Carolina Democratic Attorney General Jeff Jackson says President Trump should intervene.
We are suggesting that this become a national security priority because the president is in the position to pull a lever that jurisdictionally, frankly, we are not in a position to pull.
Jackson co-signed a letter to Trump with South Carolina's Republican Attorney General Alan Wilson. CMPD officials said last year in Mecklenburg County, nearly 80% of overdose deaths were fentanyl-related. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
Charlotte Douglas International Airport says it has no indication that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents will be sent to the airport following a nationwide deployment starting Monday. Julian Berger has more.
An airport spokesperson told WFAE, quote, "There are no significant impacts to airport operations, and we will continue to prioritize the safety and security of our passengers and employees." WFAE reached out to ICE to ask if agents would be sent to CLT, but the agency did not respond. This comes as ICE agents have been reported at several airports across the country Monday, including Atlanta, New York, and Chicago. President Trump said over the weekend that ICE agents would assist TSA officers at airports across the country during a partial federal government shutdown that's left TSA workers unpaid for a month. Many have called out, and the problem is growing. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
Nearly 100 TSA workers at Asheville Regional Airport will again be without a paycheck this Friday as the partial government shutdown stretches on for a sixth week. As Blue Ridge Public Radio's Felicia Sanmez reports, the airport is kicking off a support drive and inviting community members to help.
The airport is asking members of the public to donate gift cards of up to $20 that will be distributed to TSA workers who need additional support during the shutdown. Angie Douse, a spokesperson for Asheville Regional Airport, says airport staff launched the drive to help TSA employees who have been working without pay since last month.
We just want to do whatever we can internally to support them. And in doing so, we have had members of the community reach out to ask how they can support.
Douse recommends gift cards from grocery stores or gas stations, or prepaid debit cards. Cards can be dropped off in the airport ticket lobby, at the guest services counter in the baggage claim area, or at the Marathon gas station just south of the airport. In addition to the airport's efforts, Mana Food Bank is also supporting TSA workers in Asheville through a pop-up food bank. In Asheville, I'm Felicia Sanmez.
Duke Energy plans to build two 425-megawatt peaker natural gas turbines at its Buck Steam Station near Salisbury. These turbines are not meant to run continuously, but rather during peak load hours, when energy demand is highest. State regulators are hosting a public hearing today for the proposed construction at the Rowan County Courthouse in Salisbury. A virtual hearing will be held Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. More information is at ncuc.gov. The Trump administration is paying Total Energies $1 billion to give up its wind energy leases on the East Coast and reinvest in American fossil fuels. The U.S. Department of the Interior will reimburse what the French multinational corporation paid for the leases on the condition that it reinvests that money in oil and natural gas production in the United States. That includes the $133 million Carolina Long Bay project off the coast of North Carolina's Bald Head Island. The offshore wind farm would have powered over 300,000 homes and is one of three wind leasing areas in the state. A new report shows North Carolina's community college enrollment has surpassed pre-pandemic levels after a sharp decline in 2020. WFDD's Amy Diaz reports.
The state's community college system saw a 17% decrease in enrollment at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. But over the last 5 years, North Carolina recovered that loss and then some. According to the latest report on system enrollment, there were about 10% more full-time equivalent students last year compared to 2019. Dale McInnes, the chair of the State Board of Community Colleges Strategic Planning Committee, attributes some of that success to innovative shifts to virtual learning.
That took a lot of work and effort on the part of our faculty, staff, and administration at each college to find the right recipe on how to adapt and evolve to serve their communities and their students.
And those options stuck. In 2019, students taking online and hybrid classes accounted for about half of the total enrollment. Now they make up more than 75%. The challenge going forward, McInnes says, will be expanding capacity to meet the state's growing workforce needs. In Winston-Salem, I'm Amy Diaz.
Charlotte area home prices rose last month, even as the number of sales fell. Eli Portillo has more.
Charlotte Area Realtor Association Canopy MLS says the number of homes sold in February dropped almost 9% compared to the same month last year. But the price of the average home sold rose more than 2% to over $483,000. Buyers are wary of rising energy costs and the risks of more economic instability, but realtors are still optimistic as mortgage rates flirt with dropping below 6%. Eli Portillo, WFAE News.
The Charlotte 49ers men's basketball team will have a new coach next season. UNC Charlotte has hired Wes Miller to coach the 49ers. Miller has coached the Cincinnati Bearcats for the last 5 seasons, where he won 100 games as head coach. Miller was also a point guard for the 2005 UNC Chapel Hill National Championship team. And for Tuesday, March 24th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.